Welcome to another episode of Leading Prosperity, a podcast dedicated to those who want to build great companies and generational wealth. I'm your host, Gary Covert. We all know that building a company is enormously rewarding work, but it can be a challenge too. That's why I created this podcast. I want leaders and entrepreneurs to benefit from the wisdom of others who are on the same path, plus all the subject matter experts and professionals who can help along the way. My mission is to help CEOs of mid-market companies and those aspiring to be better CEOs, increase the value of their companies, create more prosperity with their teams, for their communities, and build generational wealth. I don't think that's too much to ask, do you? If that's for you, you're in the right place. Now let's get after it. Next level success requires leaders and teams working with next level speed. Speed is a great equalizer. Speed is the new big. It matters how quickly a team executes. It is not enough to have an idea. It is the implementation of ideas that matter. Fact: teams that implement great ideas quickly will win. Those that do not will suffer. Leaders can choose to either be good or great, or better yet, dangerous. There are lots of good companies out there. There are far fewer great or dangerous ones, and they capture the lion's share of the rewards, the market share, the best clients, the best talent. Exceptional teams become so by displaying key success disciplines, and speed of implementation is one of these. Speed of implementation, or SOI, is essential because it speeds ROI by bringing benefits from the future quickly into the present. It reduces lag between ideation and execution. It increases the opportunity for learning and adjustment through action. It creates momentum. It improves culture by displaying a bias for action. And it increases enthusiasm and excitement on the team and from those benefiting from the improvements, whether they're customers, vendors, potential hires, etc. The big three barriers to speed of implementation are: one, lack of conviction to move. With lack of conviction, teams delay because the why is not compelling enough. Second, lack of discipline to move. With lack of discipline, the barriers are internal and teams will spin their wheels because they cannot find it within themselves to take the required action. Thirdly, lack of aptitude to move. The team doesn't know what to do or is overwhelmed by the options. To move quickly, every leader must ensure that their team is clear on the why or benefits, displays discipline to take action, and has the skills and knowledge it needs. To summarize, they need the conviction to move, the discipline to move, and the aptitude to move. Some other common barriers that negatively impact speed of implementation. One, over-budgeting of time. Does it really take 2 weeks or another quarter? Two, overcomplicating. Does it really require another study, more data, or one more committee? Three, not using now. Now is almost always the best time. Four, poor calendar control. Taking too long on a few things can affect time for all things. Five, waiting for the perfect time. Spoiler alert, it will never come. Six, desire to stay in your comfort zone. Fear and desire for comfort will smother any good idea. Seven, bias for thinking about it, another way of succumbing to fear and comfort. Eight, illusion of having more time than you think. 1 month is 8.33% of a year. 1 month can easily turn into two, and soon you have big chunks of a year wasted. Nine, lack of excitement around goals and mission. Big, juicy goals drive action. Boring ones keep people on the sidelines and going through the motions. 10, lack of clarity about what winning looks like. People must see their reason to move. 11, leaders not wanting to appear hasty or pushy. Hey, it's your job to create enthusiasm and momentum. 12, lack of empowerment, delegation, and/or training. Weak teams don't move. That's a fact. Here's some quick tips to improve speed of implementation. One, highlight speed of implementation as a success discipline. Two, be clear on why and the benefits of your plan. Three, get expert help if the how is not clear. 4, make quick, simple plans and get into action quickly. 5, model speed with and for your team. 6, don't tolerate meetings that go nowhere and any other time sucks. 7, explain the urgency in addition to the importance of your plan. 8, discipline yourself to get the little things done quickly. And 9, be focused, another success discipline, on the few things that matter. You can do this quick exercise to improve SOI with your team. First, reflect. How might more speed of implementation positively impact our results? For example, would we have happier customers, more customers, increased efficiency, more exposure or brand recognition, more talent, more engagement with team members? What would be the positive impact? Next, list some of the projects or actions that would benefit from increased speed of implementation. Why these? Why are these important? What would we benefit if we were able to go even faster? Lastly, what can be done to actually speed these things up? Then, as a team, have this discussion. In what ways can we implement our ideas faster together? What might get in the way? I hope these quick thoughts and the exercise inspired you to consider the benefits of speed of implementation on team results. SOI is not for everyone. Leaders and teams that are content with average may find the idea uncomfortable. But for the growth-minded leaders and teams that wish to be exceptional, applying the discipline of SOI can be a game changer. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Please be sure to subscribe and/or leave a review. Feedback is a gift. If you'd like to be a guest, please visit www.garycovertconsulting.com and check out the podcast page. And remember, you can experience more success than you can ever know. Have the courage to use your gifts today, and let's make the world a more prosperous place for everyone.